Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Danger Boy.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode...
Why are you Danger Boy?
Because we did 300 episodes where I was Jake, and I just want to test out Danger Boy for
I don't think it worked.
No, you don't think it's going to play? You don't think Danger Boy is like a cool new name that I could go by for like 300 episodes, give or take?
Well, you could be Danger Boy. I'll be LL Cool Runnings, and...
You're right. I rescind.
Okay.
I'd rather... I mean, hey, to be fair, you have changed your Twitter handle...
I have. If you want to change your Twitter handle to Danger Boy...
No, Danger Boy's definitely already taken.
No one can stop you except the real Danger Boy.
Who's the real Danger Boy?
Whoever claimed it on Twitter already.
Oh, crap.
Spell it with an I, maybe. That's not taken.
Oh, well, when this episode comes out of my title...
Replace the A in Danger with an 8. Danger Boy.
No, I don't think that works. I guess it'll just be Jake still.
Keep adding E's to the end until it takes...
Danger Boy. Anyway, we're watching Power Rangers episode 301, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy episode 8, Blue Crush.
The Blue Crush.
The Blue Crush.
This isn't just any Blue Crush, it's the
This is the only one.
It aired on March 27th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Blair True. You guys know how it goes.
Yeah. Those used to be names that meant something. Now it's just like, Just more Lost Galaxy. Though, to be fair, last episode was pretty good.
Half of last episode was pretty good. The other half was Kendrick's running up a hill.
So much hill.
So we will see what happens in this one.
Well, the picture is Kai looking creepy with a video camera, so maybe half
of it... It's called the Blue Crush, and so look, I know where this is going.
Yeah, I don't... I
hope that the video camera is for something else.
I don't know. I hope... Yeah, maybe it's unrelated. Maybe the look's unrelated. I don't know. Hope he's not just creepily taping a woman. That's what I just really don't want to happen. Anyway, we should. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we watch an episode of Power Rangers. You can come. You can watch along too.
You can come watch it.
You can come watch it anytime. Just come on over and watch it with us. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Well, I've just been saying you should for so long. Maybe I don't mean it anymore.
Well, at the very least, you should, so you know what we're talking about. You have a visual representation.
So you can get all of our very good jokes.
Of our good jokes. Our good danger jokes.
Maybe I'll
ladies,
be
da- maybe ladies love cool jokes.
Okay, no, that's...
Or you can still be LL Cool J.
But you're LL Cool Runnings.
I am. I know.
This is a nightmare mess that I have created. I just wanted to try something fun, and I'm feeling so attacked right now. Let's go watch some Power Rangers.
Okay.
Go Galactic!
We're back, and we just watched The Blue Crush, and we were right, and it's bad. I don't know if the episode is bad.
No, that's the weird part. The episode itself wasn't bad. Kai just definitely decided he wants to be a creepo.
Yeah, parts of it are uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain. The episode overall was pretty good, but then also, asterisk, Kai did videotape a woman.
Yep.
We'll get to it. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, that'd be awesome. And it would help us out. And we'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and get some cool stuff in return, and we really, really appreciate it. We have gone back up over 450, and we have recorded the first episode of the next set of our Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, and by which I mean we did talk about Tech Dex for a long time.
We did. Oh, God, we did.
Yeah. So that is going to be a very edit-light episode. That'll be coming out pretty soon, and then we will be recording the other one in the future as soon as we can.
Do you remember? You remember? Everybody remembers a tech deck.
I love a tech deck.
Do you remember when they tried to do other finger extreme sport items?
I remember finger.
Do you remember finger bikes?
I don't remember. I do. Yes. I do. Do you remember finger scooters? Finger razor scooters. Not a
scooter. I do also remember like little finger skates or aggressive inlines.
See, that seems too.
It's just your fingers.
Those are just.
You're
nothing,
just wiggling.
There's
fingers.
There's no skill there.
No.
You can't do a 360 kickflip no scope with your
no scope.
If you're just on
is that
your rollerblades. Not yet. Give it
basically,
time.
You would get on your tech deck. And by get on it, I mean you put your fingers on
you
it.
Do you have your fingers on the tech deck.
And then you
deck.
Just throw that thing up into the air, and as long as it lands on the wheels, you nailed it.
You nailed it. I could get my fingers to ollie, like for real, like hit the, you know, without yeah. just like scooping it up and chucking it.
I just
it.
Scooped it.
My friend Eli could do like some legit tricks. Like he could heel flip on a tech
that
deck.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Bananas. other than that, yeah, it was like you hit like a tiny ramp and you just whip it in the air and you try to get your fingers to touch it, but really you just want to catch it so you can slam it on the ground, wheels down. All this and more in the Patreon exclusive Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode that will be out soon. It's a Friday episode, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case. Let's just jump right in.
All
right. We start off with Commander coming up into the command area. Someone on the Discord, I think it was Lewis, said that he always thinks of it as the command tower. So I think maybe we can adopt that.
Oh, maybe. If it's like the tallest tower in the city area.
That's what it seemed like in the Homesick episode.
It is, when they flew up to it and yeah. then just went back.
Yeah, I hate that episode so much. but I like command tower. I think that is a good way to phrase where they are. So he comes up to the command tower. Commander's in the command tower. He's got a last name, but I'll be a heck if I can remember it.
Oh, it's Commander.
Commander.
It's just Commanders all the way
all
down.
All the way down. He comes up. He's like, Kai, you've been doing great lately. You're my best boy. I got a very important job for you. And he walks him over to Kendrick's desk, where there is a little girl there, like coloring. I don't know. Her and Kendrick are like hunched over the desk, like
hanging out. Okay.
What?
Well, I know. Well, get to what he asked. Kai
okay,
to do.
And he's like, the very special job is you have to take my daughter skating and videotape it because I can't get away.
Right. I was supposed to go skating with my daughter, but I can't because of work.
Something came up. This is very weird because it's a dome city, so like the problems that arise are. Pretty particular.
Yeah. Also, can you imagine? Just imagine you're at your job.
Yeah.
Your boss comes up to you and says, hey, I can't get away. Take my daughter skating and videotape it for me.
No, today at my job, I told my boss that the thing they wanted me to do, not my boss, a team lead, that the thing they wanted me to do was not my job, so I'm not doing it. So that's Kai and I are different people.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine if Eden was like, you have to take my kids skating. I'd be like, no, Eden, I can't do that.
I don't have to raise your kids. I barely work for you. Why? She's getting along so well with Kendrick's already. Yeah. Why doesn't he just ask Kendrick's?
Well, footage matching.
That is true.
There's one.
You got me there.
There's one little bit that the Blue Ranger needs to run away happy for. So we got to get him into some sort of situation. I agree that Kendrick's would have been a much better call, but we also just had a Kendrick's episode.
That's true.
So
we have a Kendrick's episode. Now we have a Kai episode.
We've had We
started with a Leo episode.
I will say that the first two episodes don't count as any one particular episode. They were definitively not a Damon episode because he wasn't in the first episode.
Yeah.
But then Rookie in Red was a Kai Leo episode. I don't remember the next one. The one after that was a Matthew episode. Like.
Which
Damon,
I guess is technically a Damon episode.
Yeah, mostly, but it wasn't as Damon centric as like this is Kai centric.
Yeah,
and we had a Kendrick's episode, and I think there was one more episode in there somewhere, but I cannot remember to save my life.
Also, Maya is still a Power Ranger.
Maya gets one more line in this episode.
Yeah.
She has totaled over the last three episodes, I think, four sentences.
Yep, and a lot of voice acted grunts.
What? is going on
she shows
in this
up,
Lost Galaxy?
The Yellow Ranger shows up in this episode before Maya does.
No, Maya is... I think Maya shows up for... I don't know, because we see them all at the apartment, which there that is a dorm, that is an apartment.
Yeah, because it has all of their color-coded beds in the wall. They're all, like, lit up with their colors. Yeah. That's when I was like, it's definitely a studio apartment for five.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's just the guys.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because they, at the very end, where Damon is the greatest ever, he is so legitimately funny that I am yeah. surprised he is on a Power Rangers show. He's like, take my daughter skating and tape it. Here's a big old video camera. We're in space, but this video camera is enormous.
Well, it's 1999. Yeah,
you don't do so much. Let me go to the theme song. That was 1 minute. That was like a solid minute, and that's it. And we're already at the theme song. So when this happens, I worry that the rest of the episode is going to drag. But this one didn't. So that's nice.
No, it kept up pretty well.
So we come back from the theme song, and he's taken... The daughter's name is Jody, to skating rink. And by skating, I do mean aggressive inline.
Yeah.
It is not roller skates. It's not ice skates. They're roller blades. And she's pretty good for a kid.
Yeah, she turns.
She turns.
She does a little hop.
Do a little spin. Kai is very bad. I feel like he's never been on... The character of Kai has never been on skates before. I don't know about Archie, but... But Kai is just not good at it.
I think Archie's at least been on skates before. It was 1999. Everyone has been on a skate.
Oh, yeah. I lived in rollerblades in 1999. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I think Archie is probably good enough to make it look like he's very bad.
Yeah.
Because he looks clumsy, but not in a way that I'm like, hey, be careful. That's dangerous. So we got to the Scorpion Yerk blade ship. I don't know.
Scorpion Stinger. Trakina names it this episode.
Man, that name sucks. Scorpions. So we're on the Scorpion Stinger, and I've decided, since I couldn't remember if his name was Scorpius or Scorpio, and to be fair, I still can't.
It's Scorpius.
Is it Scorpius? I'm pretty sure
it said Scorpius in some episode description.
Okay.
It was either this one. I don't think it was this one. I think it's next episodes.
Okay. So I've been calling him, I mean, eagle-eared listeners have heard me just call him Scorp or something. I've decided that I'm just going to start typing Scorpion and stop at some point, and whatever autocorrect fills out or my big old sausage thumbs decide that it wants to call him, that's what we're going with. So this week, he's Scorpness.
Scorpness.
Scorpness. So Trakina is like, Dad, I want to... Dad.
Dad.
I want to go find the lights of Orion. I want to go murder Power Rangers and cause havoc. You know, like, have a social life. And he's like, no, you're a girl, so you can't, because he's a sexist. He's a sexist
yeah,
job of the
Hutt
Blob.
Yeah, only warriors do the fighting, not my princess.
Not my beautiful princess with a battle mode.
She has a warrior mode.
Comes with battle mode, but no. And she's been in the field before. Like, Scorpness, I hate you.
How did... Because now Furio comes in. Right?
Yes.
And he's like, they're in the soil of Terra Venture, the lights of Orion.
Yep.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm so checked out on Terra Venture. You can tell me anything
yeah,
is there.
Literally whatever you want to say from now on, sure, throw it in.
But we get like I guess, over-the-shoulder shot of Scorpius, if he has shoulders.
Yeah, it's an over-the-blub.
And only one thought could run through my mind. Why this guy? Why is Scorpius... in charge.
Well, Josh.
He's just a lumpy bug.
Well, Josh. He's the ugliest.
That's true.
And the bad guys, that's like kingliness in bad
guys.
Maybe
he used to be like leaner and meaner in his younger days. And now he conquered a lot of stuff.
He conquered and became fat and happy. And somehow had a very attractive daughter.
Half human bug daughter.
Do you think there's going to be an episode where she, like, infiltrates and takes off all of her bug stuff and is just, like, a regular person for a little while? Like Ronnie style? What's the over-under on
hope?
That? I feel like that would be a fun episode, just her being on Terra Venture. Because then they'd be like, oh, hey, you're on Terra Venture. I haven't seen you around here before.
We've walked all six of these blocks.
There's only a certain amount of people that can live here, but, like, sure, what's up, I guess. He's like, okay, Furio, cool. Like, go get him. Go find him then, or else... I swear to God, if you fail me again, oh, I'm going to be so fat and mad. And he's like, Drakina, don't do anything. You promise? And she's like, yeah, Dad, I promise.
Sit on your chair over here.
So, like,
she eats a part of the ship at some
point. She grabs a part of the ship and eats it. And I feel like this is just like some creepy crawler runoff.
This is when she says something like the scorpion stinger is so boring.
She's like, I just want to have a social life. Yeah. I want to go out and do
stuff. So that's when she name drops the ship.
Yeah.
It only took 8 episodes.
Yep.
Well,
a lot of...
At least Damon was named before something.
That's true. So then we cut back. Oh, she crosses her fingers when she's like, yeah, Dad, I won't do anything. Cross her fingers. Hey, spoilers, she doesn't do anything in this episode.
No.
She could have just not crossed her fingers and just been like, yeah, okay, sure. But anyway, so we cut back to Kai and Jody. And Jody's like, watch me skate, because that's what you're exclusively here for.
It's literally your job.
Your
right
job
now
is to videotape me skating. And he sees a girl who's doing some, like,
figure skating moves
on these aggressive inlines. And he's like, whoa, babe.
And then he videotapes her.
And he just videotapes her. And we'll find out at the end of the episode, that's all he videotapes from here on out is her.
Yep.
Hey, Kai, that's a bad look, dog. That's a real bad look. So he is like, she goes over and like says hi to Jody, and she's like, Jody's like, oh, Hannah. So like they know each other somehow, which I just want you guys to, hey, it's been a minute since we've done this. Put this in your pocket. Put the Jody and Hannah know each other in your pocket, because that will come up in a little bit. So then there's some bad skate flirting. Like he goes over and says like hi to her under the guise of like going over to Jody.
He's not skating as much as he is walking in rollerblades.
Yes. Which is actually much harder than just skating.
Yeah, just roll.
It's easier to skate backwards than it is to walk on roller skates. Eventually he eats it and she's like, oh, let me help you up. And so Hannah goes to help him up, and it's very funny to me, and I don't know if anyone else like who's watching along like got a chuckle out of this, but she like reaches her hand out, and it's her right hand because she's right-handed, it seems like that's what she went with, and he reaches up with his right hand, but there is a big old camera in it, and so like he just like touches her fingers with his, and like she pulls him up from that, and it's like, hey man, maybe do your not camera hand. He gets beeped. They go back to skating, and he gets beeped. I didn't hear the beep.
I didn't hear the beep either.
But he just, like, moves his, like, sweatshirt, because he's in, like, civvies. So he moves his sweatshirt and, like, looks at it and is like, ugh, and then, like, loses focus for a second because of that, and goes careening over a half wall. It's a very nice stunt. The stuntman does, like, a perfect front flip.
Yeah.
Like, pivoting on his crotch, which couldn't have been super fun. And then
Hannah sees that.
Yes, she does. She goes over to help. But before she gets there, Alpha's like, hey, there's trouble in the park. And he's like, okay, I'm on it.
Old classic.
Yeah, the trouble in the park. Man, we should have named this podcast Trouble in the Park.
If only we had known.
So then she's like, hey, are you okay? You just totally ate like crap over a wall. You look like an idiot. Are you all right? And he's like, yeah. Can you watch Jody? I have to go.
Now, you would think he would give her the camera.
Well, yeah.
But he doesn't. He just says, hey, can you watch Jody? Until I get back, I have to go. And Hannah just says yes.
Well, because if he would have given the camera to Hannah to videotape Jody, there would have been some more Jody footage on this camera at the end. And as creepy as that is, there's some really good jokes that come out of it.
That's true.
So
yeah, but he just like stomps away with the camera in his hands.
Yeah. And where he tucks it, we don't know, because the next scene is he shows up morphed. They all show up morphed, fighting this bee guy who we will get a name for, but we're going to wait on it.
Okay.
We're going to wait on it for now. But he looks like a bee. Keep that in mind. Thus far, I think all of the monsters have been mostly sea life, so I don't know what Gingaman's deal is.
Because
like this is a bug guy, and there's also some water people. I don't know. I'm pretty excited to check out Gingaman because like I don't know what to expect from it.
I know zero about it except it's a nature Sentai. That's all that I know about it.
Yeah, their Zords are King's Kong and I love that. And I get so mad whenever they turn into robots. I just want them to like be giant
I hate that so much.
Yeah. I get it, but it feels like it happened too quick and it's not earned. And like, I don't know. I'm just not into it as much as I am into these giant beasts that they have to hang on to, you know?
Yeah.
And like, hey, let me help. I'm helping somehow by being on your shoulder.
I'm just giving more power.
Yep.
Oh.
So there's a fight. He's the bee guy summons up some buggies. There's a fight. What the bee guy does is he has these little like bee stingers. Stingers, if you will, and he shoots them in the ground. I won't either. They burrow into the ground, and that's it. And they're doing something in there. We'll find out what they're doing later, but we do not know yet, except that they go in the ground.
He says something like, when they first arrive to stop him, because he is the trouble in the park.
Yes.
TM. he throws one in, and he makes it sound like he's using them to probe for the lights of Orion.
That's what I thought.
But he's not.
No, that's not it, though. We'll find out soon enough, and it's weird.
Yes.
But, like, it makes sense that that these are some sort of, like, checking scanner device that he is just, like, because he's a bee, that's what it is, you know? But not even a little bit. So they fight. Eventually he's like, you're too late to stop my plan. And the bug guy like jumps away.
Yeah. He did throw a couple more stingers down.
Yep.
And then he just leaves.
And they beat up all the buggies, but he's like, it doesn't matter. Cause like my plan's already in action. So then Kai's like, all right, well, I gotta go. Woohoo. And he jumps away and he's like skipping away and like clicking his heels and stuff. This is why it's a Kai episode.
Yeah.
It's cause Kai runs away.
And there's also 1 second of footage later.
Well, there's maybe 30 seconds of footage if you're talking about the Zord stuff.
I'm not.
No? Well, then I got nothing.
No, there's 1 second later that I think is a match for the Gingaman Blue Ranger.
Okay.
So he, like, gets Johnny out of the car when the tower falls.
Oh, okay.
He, like, ducks over him, and I think that's Sentai footage.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Oh, BT Dubs, we said Kai's, like, kind of a creepo in this episode. He gets pretty just gross.
Yeah.
For a minute there towards the end. So we come back and Jody, he's like looking for Jody. Well, he's not looking for Jody. He's looking for Hannah. And Jody comes up like looking for me. And he's like, yes.
Yes, of course.
And she's like, do you see my skating? I was so fast. She's talking about how like good she was skating because she got her new sweet rollerblades and all that. And he like, have you ever passed out? Like fainted?
I don't think I've ever passed out. I've definitely came close once.
Okay.
But I sat under a tree.
Did you?
And it took me a minute.
Did you lose your hearing when you did?
No, but everything started to just like fade out and I did throw up.
Okay. I haven't done that. I've fainted a couple times and my hearing goes. And that's all I could think about when this is happening because her voice just slowly like disappears. And I was like, is he passing out because of Hannah? What is going on?
Maybe, because we do get a dream sequence.
We get a straight up Swan Princess but on rollerblades dream sequence. And it is so funny because she is in a very pretty dress. She looks very...
It's all white.
It's white and
it's
flowy.
Very proper, very fancy.
She's got like a flower crown. And then she's got these enormous 90s aggressive inline skates on.
Oh, I can't handle those skates.
They are huge. They are enormous.
And they are so clunky.
They are so out of place.
You would think inline skates would be very streamlined, but they weren't. Not in the 90s anyway.
Not until 2003, at least.
They were chunky as heck.
Yeah, man. I'm just amazed that they weren't clear plastic. Oh,
you can see your feet in there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't think
that.
I like that.
No. But you'd be in socks. Oh, what if someone, and you're like, you're not wearing socks in your rollerblades, you monster.
You are a monster.
You have to go. Get out of here.
Don't talk to me or my son ever.
So then Jody's like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, sorry, I was, yeah, great skating you did there. She's like, yeah, glad you taped it all. And he's like, I totally did. And then we come back to the dorm. I'm just going to call it the dorm now.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of what it is. And Jody is there, and so is Damon and Kendricks, and that's it. Oh, no, Maya is here. Maya is here for this.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is the first appearance of Maya, so the Yellow Ranger did show up
first. Yellow Ranger show up first, yes. Maya's line is, are they supposed to be this color? That's her whole line. That's her contribution to this episode.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay, because Kai's cooking them pancakes.
Yep, and he puts pancakes down, except they burnt. They super duper burnt.
They're just straight up just, hockey pucks.
They are just murdered pancakes.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry, I forgot the sauce. And he comes over with ketchup, and it's gross.
It's so nasty.
So nasty. And they're like, Kai.
I think Damon says he's tripping. Like, I think he says the line, he's tripping.
He definitely is, like, love high.
Yeah.
Right
oh
now.
Yeah.
Because he's like not thinking about anything or paying attention to anything at all.
Maybe he said he's wigging out.
He's bugging out.
Bugging out.
He's bugging out.
He's buggy. He's
why are you bugging out? Damon is very funny in all of his scenes. And it's, this starts here. Commander comes to pick up Jody, and Kendrick.
They were watching the tape.
Yes, they were
while
watching.
He was making
right.
pancakes.
Yes,
and Jody is on it for 5 seconds, yep. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're doing great. And then it's just Hannah.
And then it just pans over to Hannah and follows her, and she's like, I'm...
Yeah, and Jody, like, fast forwards, and is like, oh, she's on the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, Kai, jerk move, and also yeah. gross move.
Also very gross. This is the uncomfortable part, is all of his friends watching him
yeah.
actively creep on a girl at the
yeah.
skating rink.
No, this is the...
And also the little girl... That he was supposed to be videotaping is like, it's all of this particular
yeah. hey,
person.
Way to ruin like this for me, a little girl. Thanks, Kai. This is the equivalent of, I would say, how now Twitter will show your friends your thirst likes. Not a fan of that. I don't know what anyone sees of mine, but I do know that I see some weird stuff coming down my timeline.
I think it was at this point where I was like, can she be the Blue Ranger? Because Jody kind of rules.
Jody is pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's like not a snot. Like the way they kind of played it up when Commander asked Kai to watch her, she like
yeah.
smiled at him and like, oh, I'm going to, like, you're going to get it.
I'm going to be just like Sylvia. I'm going to own you.
But instead she was like very pleasant.
Yeah, like, the only, like, she talked, like, a lot, but, like, have you, like, if you've met a kid.
Yeah, have you talked to a kid?
You know how kids do.
If you talk to a kid about anything that they like,
yeah.
they won't stop.
No, I like, they shouldn't. Like, we all yeah. did the same thing.
We're 301 episodes into doing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're doing it right now, and we're grown-ass men.
Yeah, I'm over 30.
You're over 30. Commander comes to pick her up, and they have the camera, and he's like, oh, did you get, like, good footage? And Jody's about to say, like, it's all Hannah or something.
Pretty much.
And Kendrick's like, it's great. It's super great. And then gives him the camera. And Damon's like, yeah, she looks so grown up. And Kendrick hits him in the stomach.
Are they just banking on the fact that he's probably not actually going to watch this tape?
I mean, that's...
Because here's the thing.
That's kind of crappy, but I...
That is crappy, but this doesn't pay off.
No... No, yeah.
If he does watch the tape, he doesn't care because he never brings it up.
I hope there's next episode. Kai's like, hey, I'm ready for it, Commander. He's like, hey, well, let's talk about how I asked you to do a thing and you didn't do it and videotaped another woman creepily for like 45 minutes, I guess. How long is the tape? Does anyone know how long a tape went?
90 minutes.
90 minutes? So
there were speeds, like recording speeds. So I guess if you... recorded slower, you could get more.
Look, I went to film school. I used to make videos on Hi-8 tapes in high school. I could not tell you anything about them anymore.
Because there was like SP, SPP, and LP.
Are you
like speed recording speeds you could pick?
Are you
I recorded down? A lot of Monday Night Raw.
Are you down with SPP?
Yeah, you know me.
For recording, like, because this is not like a video tape sized camera, like this is like one of like the high
yeah.
you know, one of the little ones, so like
it's a 1999 Handycam,
yeah, so it's very big still. But like I don't know what the stuff was. I'm sure it was like 90 minutes max.
Yeah, it wasn't any more than that.
Yeah, so we cut to the next day and Kai cannot focus at all. He almost walks into traffic and Kendrick's just like, hey, just careful, dude. And it's so natural. Like, it was just, like, a very natural, like, hey, watch out for
yeah,
this car.
She's in the middle of saying something. She's like, watch out, Kai.
Yeah. So, like, I'm very impressed with a couple of these actors this season.
Yeah.
In ways that I did not expect to be. And also, just not, it's so weird that, like, we haven't seen Maya do anything after that first episode.
That's crazy.
Because she's still acting. She is on a television show right now on Disney Channel. I don't know what it's called. but she's the mom on a Disney. So Power Ranger plays a mom now. So like, if you just want to let that sink in, it's just a little. I know it's time marches on, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a little weird still, but like, she's still acting. I have not seen Reggie Roll or who plays Kendra? What's Kendra's actress?
Hey, what's her name?
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I don't think I've ever looked. It's just Kendricks. Like, I haven't seen them since. I know Archie went on to do CSI and some other stuff. And then Leo, according to Matt, did nothing after this on purpose. Like, he's like, I did my 1 year of acting. I'm good.
Valerie Vernon.
I knew that. I just
that
couldn't.
Sounds like a fake Power Ranger name.
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger, Valerie Vernon.
Oh, Valerie Vernon is such a Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
She was
literally
made for this.
She is.
Literally. So then, she's like, hey, there's so many people on this. There's probably a bunch of Hannah.
She says the word, it's a big colony.
You'll probably never see her again. Now, hey, what's that in your pocket? Glad you asked. It's the fact that Jody knows her. So he could ask Jody or Captain or Commander.
Yeah, or just like the fact that Jody knows her means that we can deduce. It doesn't necessarily mean it, but we can take a pretty good guess that maybe she's a regular at that skating rink.
I would say the quality of skating she was doing probably
I don't imagine there
shows
being
that.
Many more options of skating rinks on a space colony.
Well, yeah, but I also don't expect there to be docks, and there are, so who knows?
They have to simulate ships.
They gotta make it just like Earth.
Oh, the rich people need their yachts.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. He's getting a hot dog right after. She's like, you'll probably never see her again. And so he sees her again immediately while he's getting a hot dog. And he's putting mustard on the hot dog. And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I super duper hate mustard. It is the grossest looking thing, and also smells like it makes me, like, it smells like I'm about to throw up. Like, that's the smell of mustard to me. So, like, seeing someone dump it all over their hand is just nasty.
It's pretty gross. I don't hate mustard. I also don't love mustard.
It's just so gross.
I do have, like, a weird keep goop off my hands thing.
Yeah, you do a lot of hand washing.
So I know how you feel in this instance.
It's just, like, grainy. I don't know why you would want to put it on food. Anyway, so he sees her as he's putting it on, and then he literally just like mustards up his whole hand.
Yeah.
And he goes to wash it off in like a drinking fountain.
Yeah.
And it sprays him
like all up his face.
But also magically sprayed all the mustard off. So at least there's that.
I think he wipes the mustard off because he sees Hannah.
Grosso.
He sees Hannah down the stairs at a table.
Yeah.
And he, like, kind of starts to wave with his mustard hand, but, like, stops.
He's like, oh, no, my mustard hand.
Which is just a good, cute little, like, actor choice, I think.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to use this. No, I'm not.
Also, real quick, Hannah is in a giant Terra Venture blazer. Like a
standard
great
issue.
It's enormous. This is the rollerblades of jackets.
But he does do, like, because she waves him down, so he does, like, 1 minute, and he runs over and, like, gets some napkins. So I think it's implied that he wipes the mustard off. But still, when he gets down there, it's completely clean.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a little damp on his face.
A little water on his chest. And so they start talking, and she knows his name. And he's like, oh, you know my name. And she's like, yeah, I asked Jody. And then he stops making sentences. He's like, sit down? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, okay, good. And, like, it's just real weird. And, like, I get, like, I've been tongue-tied talking to girls before. I get it. I don't know. I wasn't a professional on a spaceship, I guess. Maybe I'm holding him to a higher standard. Then we cut back to Furio and the bee guy, and we get the bee's name.
Yes.
And it took us a couple of times.
I think three tries before we got it.
His name is Quakemaker.
The first one I heard was Point Maker.
I heard Cake Maker, and I heard something else that I can't remember. But he's like, Quake Maker, make a quake. And it's a piece of cake to make it pretty quick.
What is if you are the Quake Maker?
Yeah, as long as you're a Quake Maker, making quakes is a piece of cake. I am genuinely amazed that I did not mess any of that up. Good job, Jake. So he shoots some more stingers in the ground, and then the other four Rangers show up, and they start fighting. Furio is also still there. He hasn't dipped yet. But then, when you know it, Quakemaker makes a quake.
What?
Yeah. Quakes are getting maked all over the place
An astonishing turn of events.
And as they're fighting, the quake's going on. And
yeah, the stingers that he threw down earlier, like, pop back up, and then the earth starts to open.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I don't know if opening a giant chasm is the same as an earthquake.
I think in, like, cinema language, it is.
Okay. That
like,
tracks.
Like, in everything that I can think of, like, if you have seen an earthquake, the ground splits open.
Right.
If you don't see an earthquake, it's just rumbling off, you know, but like if you look at the direct result, it's always opening up a ground. So maybe Power Rangers is just like, yeah, that's an earthquake.
Right. Why else would the earthquake if it wasn't just ripping apart?
Yeah.
Also, this is a space colony.
Yeah, this would destroy this thing.
How does it have a tectonic plate system for the Quakemaker to quake?
I guess it has to, right?
I don't know.
I just super hate Terra Venture.
It's so bad. It's such a dumb thing.
And we can't think about it anymore because it will not ever make sense because it was done exclusively because In Space did well because of space. Like, there's no thought or reason behind this, so nothing is going to make any intrinsic sense. So, Hannah and Kai are trying to, like, get away from the quaking, try to, like, get to safety, and she sees Johnny and the wedding's tomorrow, and he's in a crashed car. And he's like, yeah. He was picking up my dress. Like, the wedding's tomorrow. And Kai's like, the wedding? And, like, my brain is making this up. But did he try to, like, pull away?
No, he immediately switched to, you stay here, I'm gonna go save Johnny.
Okay.
Because she tries to get to the car, and he notices the tower falling.
Yeah.
And stops her.
And she's like, yeah,
she explains about the wedding and the dress. And yeah. Then for like 1 minute, he's like mad.
Yeah.
But then he's like, well, you stay here. I'll go save Johnny.
Yeah. It doesn't get like bad, but it does walk up to that point of like, oh, you're taken. Like, how dare you lead me on, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And also, I'm going to let him die yeah. so I can have you.
That never crossed my mind, and I'm glad it didn't. So I think
no, it didn't. I don't think it got that far.
But like that, it. Like
it was treading that water for a second.
Yeah, it was in that same ballpark. So he gets he saves Johnny and the dress, and they're running away. And she's like, "Look out!" And the car blows up. Okay, Johnny was unconscious in this car. The car blows up and knocks him and Kai to the ground. And Johnny's fine. Johnny gets right. That car explosion woke him right up. It knocked him in.
There's no way him and Kai don't have soft.
They should get an MRI. So he hands her the dress and is like, ugh. And she's like, thank you so much. And he's like, ugh. And turns around.
Anything. He just runs away.
And runs away like a weirdo. Like, dude, you're an adult. Like, just because she's getting married, yeah. like you don't have, you're, this
we
is.
We weren't sure if you were an adult until I think this episode yeah. where your love interest was old enough to be getting married.
Yeah.
But you are now an adult. Canon.
Yes. Act like Christmas sake. He does a pretty neat running morph though, which I am huge fan of the running morphs.
Yeah.
They do a bunch in time. I know I've been talking about Time Force a lot lately because like
I just watched it.
It
was really good.
And it's very good and this one isn't. So I just like want to compare it to like something that like I know is good coming down the pike. But like they do a lot of running morphs in that and it's always awesome. Anytime they do it, it's super good for me. So he tackles Quakemaker, gives him a Cesaro swing, throws him, and then pulls out his sword and does his own little Quasar saber sword death thing.
Yeah.
Sword goes blue. He kills Quakemaker, and then Quakemaker grows immediately. So I guess the Groshans was like a thing we were trying. That's out.
It's from the Sentai, but they figured out how to cut around it, maybe.
Was it from the Sentai?
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe that's why they tried
that,
it.
That make it. It's one of two things. It's either it was from the Sentai and they're like, we're just going to cut around it, or it was American footage and they stopped doing it. But I don't know why either.
Somebody at the writing table, if it was American footage, was just like, where do they keep them, and why do all these different monsters have this potion in their back pockets?
Yeah.
In this giant Bunsen beaker.
This enormous flask.
It's a potion bottle.
Yeah, it is literally a potion bottle.
It's like a fantasy potion bottle.
Yeah, full of Groshen. So, Kai calls the Gorilla Galactabuddy.
Yep.
Who comes charging in, and, okay, I said earlier, I love the Galactabuddies when they're in there.
But the gorilla's ridiculous, right?
Yes. It's it is a man.
It's just a dude.
It's a man in there. And like it's like normally when you do a gorilla, their arms are longer than their legs. Because like they got those big upper arms. Everyone's seen a gorilla. This was just a blue man with a gorilla head. a buff man.
It's got like little legs. But the upper body, like the midsection, is just so big and ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's and the arms are normal size,
and he's like a super big, like Dorito shape. Like he's like, he's got that Captain America Dorito going on. So he also big swings the bug guy, and then Kai's like, "Hey, let me jump on and help you out and give you more power." And so he jumps on, and that's it. I don't think he does anything because then Leo's like, "All right, everybody, let's go." And then they call the Zords and they make a Megazord and literally they form together. And then Kai calls the missile mode. But
I want to point something out now.
Okay.
That Latasha pointed out to me after the last episode.
Okay.
Is that every time someone calls the Condor missile, it shows inside the Megazord.
Yeah.
They're never together.
No, they're not, are they?
Because Maya was alone when she did it, Kendrix was alone when she did it, and now Kai is alone.
Yeah.
And like, I guess they have their own chambers inside of their robot buddies.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because we don't ever get a cockpit shot of all of them at any time.
Hey,
so far, anyway.
Anyone who's seen Ginga Man, is there a cockpit? Like, are there cockpit shots?
I'm curious if these shots of them calling the Condor missile are individual Zord shots in the Sentai.
I think they might be. Because the only other thing is, I know they've done this with some recent seasons that I've seen, because like they don't, like, here's the other thing about Zords now. They're just like a little podium that they stand in front of. There's no like, they're not like in a Zord piloting it.
Yeah.
They just like stand in front. And they did that with some Zeo, and they did that with like the, you know.
Right.
Crap.
Turbo.
Turbo, yeah. Well,
Turbo had like
cockpits. Yeah, that came and went.
Stick shift.
But like some of the newer seasons do, and then I know in Time Force there is like this, like they have like podiums that they just stand in front of.
Yeah.
But they're all together when they do it. So like maybe it's like they are all together, but you're only getting the shot of him calling it because they don't spend any extra time in here either.
He looks like he's centered in a room somewhere.
That is true.
So I'm thinking like this is Kai's Ginga Man counterpart.
Yes, Ginga
in
Kai.
The Gorilla Galactabeast.
That would make sense. Anyone who's seen Ginga Man, let us know, please.
Yeah.
Because
I'm very confused about that. And I don't, if they do stay separated, I don't like that at all.
Oh, I hope not. A lot of choices this
also,
season.
Also, remember in season one when they made the Megazord and when it was standing up, we got the behind the shoulder shot of all of five of their heads looking out the window.
Yeah,
I missed those little touches.
Yeah, it was very charming back then. And that's only, I mean, I guess that was 7 years ago.
Yeah,
seven Sentais ago. So like, I get that they've moved and they've changed, but like, I feel like there's probably that stuff in Ginga Man. They're just not doing it because like.
Yeah.
They don't take any time. It's just Megazord dead. Like, I'm amazed we got a little gorilla fight.
Yeah.
Like, I was pretty into it, besides the fact that he looks ridiculous, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I can't do much about that.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. So, they, to the missile mode, he dies immediately. And then we cut back to the Scorpion Stinger.
Yes, the Scorpion Stinger.
Stinger. Here's his name, Score. Spelt like a touchdown. is mad at Furio, and Furio is like chained up, and Score is like, you failed me for the last time.
He's had enough.
And so then Furio like breaks his chains, grabs two buggies, and knocks their heads together.
And breaks
dips.
His chains. Scorpius is about to shoot him.
Yes.
He does shoot him, but he holds the chains up, and the blast actually breaks them.
Yes.
And then he just beats up the buddies, and then just runs away.
Yeah.
And he looks so scared and wimpy when he's running.
And he runs away off the ship, and this is a thing that I am going to have to talk about in a second. But before we get to there, we get the shot of Trakina, who looks like, yeah, get him, Furio. Like, you show him. Like, she's, like, happy that Furio escaped.
Yeah, and she's not done using him yet.
I love that. I love that so much. I like that she's got machinations.
Yeah.
Then we cut to a cave, presumably on TerraVenture, that he runs into. Why did he run here? Because there's nowhere else to go, right?
I guess.
This is the thing. They could have just done it on Earth, and it would have made sense.
It would have been fine.
Because he had nowhere to run on the bug ship. Like, nowhere to go. So he had to go to TerraVenture, which is just super contrived. Like, now he is, like, a stowaway on TerraVenture in a cave somewhere.
He goes into the cave, and there's, like, a rock podium, I guess. Like, just in the frame a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's illuminated, and he's like, what? The lights of Orion? Were they under our noses the whole time? It's like, buddy, this is where you've been looking.
Yeah, the under your nose is in the sense that, like, yeah, there's only the one place that you've been.
Unless this weird cave is on the scorpion stinger for some reason.
That would make no sense at all.
Which can't be the case.
Yeah, it can't be. Was there buggies in here? Did he kill some buggies in here?
He killed, like, the last of a fleet of buggies that were chasing him.
Okay.
Because he's mad at Scorpion, is all I've done for him, and this is how he treats me.
So, well, you know, you can only fail up so much, man.
Can only run away from so many fights.
So then we cut back to my favorite scene of the episode. We're in the dorm. Kai is moping because a girl that he likes getting married, and he hates that. And he hasn't, like,
how dare she be happy with someone
else? How dare she? And so he hasn't eaten in, like, 2 days, according to Damon. Also, it's just Damon and Kendricks. And
Maya's here too, because she makes a peanut butter sandwich for Damon.
Doesn't say anything, though, that I remember
in
this scene.
I don't think so.
So
she might be like, is he okay? She maybe. Might say that.
Yeah, and he's like, no, he hasn't eaten in 2 days. And since he's the only one who knows how to cook, Leo and I haven't eaten in 2 days. And so he's like, hey, you want to make something to eat? And Kai's like, no. He's like, no. I mean, do you want to make something to eat? I'm starving. And then Maya's like, this is the freaking greatest thing. I love Reggie Roll so much.
Yeah.
Because Maya's
his timing is just, like, so good.
It is so good. Maya's like, where's Leo? And so it's Kendricks and Damon are sitting next to each other. And Damon goes, oh, he's right here. But he's so skinny that you can't see him anymore.
And he just, like, leans past Kendricks and yells that last line at Kai.
It's so good.
So funny.
I love Damon so much. So then we get a knock at the door, and Kendricks goes and opens it, and it's Jody. And she's like, is Kai here? And she's like, he's not feeling great. He's being a whiny baby. And she's like, well, it's from Hannah. And he, like, perks up. And he's like, Hannah, what? And runs over and grabs this, like, gold box with a note on it. And it turns out it was just Hannah's sister's wedding. And she was a bridesmaid. And Johnny was getting married to her sister. So Kai's like, I got a chance. I did act very weird to her. We're never going to see Hannah again,
We will never, ever see her again.
Well, can we get Hannah to switch out as Blue Ranger?
Yeah, Hannah or Jody.
Or Jody.
I would like to try a Kid Ranger again with Jody.
Yeah. So, Josh, that's the end of the episode.
It is.
Oh, sorry, there was a little cake in the box. And
like, part of the wedding cake?
Yeah.
Which is weird. Why would she send that to him? Why didn't she just send the note? Why did she send a slice of wedding cake to Kai?
I don't know.
Maybe they're both weirdly creepy enough for each other.
Maybe. But, like, as he's reading the note, he's like, yes! And Damon's like, good, this will make up for it. And just literally, like, steals the cake and is about to nosh it.
Yeah, he's off camera, but you know his hands are all up in that cake.
It's, like, just a little slice, but, like, he destroyed it. So, Josh, that's the end of the episode. I started.
You did.
What's the best?
I don't know.
The best is, obviously, Damon. Look, everyone agrees.
A chorus of applause. I can't fight that.
You can't. It's specifically how funny.
Well, here's the thing. The best is Damon. But also, Damon is the MVP.
See, I don't want to give him the MVP because... Oh, maybe I do.
I don't think it can go anywhere else.
Okay.
Because the episode's not awful.
No. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say the best is Hannah's skating. Like, the
that
skating that
good.
She does is very good. She's doing, like straight up Christy Yamaguchi figure skating maneuvers,
yeah.
But on rollerblades.
I will best the subversion of Jody not being a snotty brat.
That is also very good.
I was very pleasantly surprised that she was a nice child.
Yeah.
So good job, Commander, on raising your daughter right.
Right. And the worst?
Kai.
Yep. It's Kai. And then an MVP is Damon.
It's
for
Damon.
Being just so funny every time he shows up that, like, if we don't get more Damon soon, I'm going to riot.
Yeah.
Also, maybe have Maya do something.
I just want Maya to do anything.
Like at all.
She is a Power Ranger.
Like, all she does, she is literally, like, also there.
Yeah.
That is her entire deal so far. I don't know if you remember, she came from the planet that the Quasar Sabers came from. Like, that's
now,
pretty big.
And now all she does is make peanut butter sandwiches for Damon.
I'm not even mad at Maya. Like, so when sometimes when this happens, we get mad at, like, the characters for not doing enough. But, like...
But it's not her
it's
fault.
It's not her at
she's
all.
She's not given anything.
She just has nothing
and,
to
like,
do.
Every time she's there, she's acting well enough that you know, like, it's not her fault she doesn't have anything to do. They're just not writing stuff for her.
Yeah, it's not that she's bad and they're trying to cover it.
Yeah.
And it's not like she, like, is, like... Because sometimes some Power Rangers, season two Rocky, they kind of have no presence.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they just, like, don't feel like they're there. Like, they are part of the team, but they are not, like... See, also, Carlos a lot of the time, you
yeah.
know? Like, she feels like she's there. Like, she is in it and part of it, but she just doesn't have any lines or stuff
it's just
to do.
So crazy that this, like... I don't want to say, like, primitive cavewoman... But, like, she's in a very much more technologically advanced society than she is used to being around.
Yeah,
she's used to living in a jungle.
Yeah.
Wearing, like, animal skins for clothes.
Yeah.
And she just comes onto this spaceship and is fine.
And it's totally cool.
And the writers have nothing for her to do here.
And I
do not get it.
Yeah.
There's no progression of, like, the relationship between her and Kendrix, which I think that would be a nice avenue for them to explore.
Yeah.
Just, like... How they grow to become good friends.
Yeah, because...
Her and anybody could do that.
I think they've lived together because it is very heavily implied and just about said that, like, the boys live in this dorm. So, like,
yeah.
The girls probably live in another dorm. I am worried that in 7 episodes, we're going to get the I don't understand technology episode of Maya. You know?
Right.
Even though it'll have been 15 episodes.
And, like, 3 episodes ago, she didn't understand cookies. So at least she's learned that much.
And like she didn't get that pancakes weren't supposed to be black. And like, okay, that's fine. Like, that's...
Right, but don't
sure.
just don't do it as a background joke.
But like, that's it. All of her character growth so far has been, I don't get this baked good. I don't get this breakfast food.
Maya doesn't understand baking.
Yeah. It's just so weird. I just want them to like get over it and like let her just be a character all the way now.
Yeah.
But that's it. Those are my final thoughts.
Same.
So we will see you on Monday for the Magna Defender.
Whoa, not so fast there, past Jake. This is future Jake. In between this episode and the next episode that you'll hear, Josh and I got the plague. I'm sure you noticed last week and a half we've been off. We were both sick as those dogs that we always make fun of for being so sick. We should check on those dogs. Anyway. We're better now. The next episode, we are coming out of it, but we're going to be back on schedule. We don't cough every 2 seconds now, and just which would be very sonically unpleasing for displeasing for you to hear and for me to edit. So we'll actually be back on Friday, not Monday, like Past Jake just said. See you then.
Get ready. Hopefully, that is a turnaround point.
Hopefully, I mean, with this episode and the last episode, the episodes at least were. Good, even if there
yeah.
were some like big glowing bad parts, like maybe walking up a hill for 20 minutes or Kai being a super duper creep.
Yep.
But like the episodes themselves were not like frustrating.
Yeah.
Hopefully, also spoiler image on spoiler preview image on Netflix. It's a pretty cool looking thing. coming up. So we'll check that out on Monday. But until then, may the power protect you. What's it called? Blue Crush?
Blue Crush.
Now it's a podcast.
Surfing movie.
That was a surfing movie.
In 1999?
Probably. Probably thereabouts.